Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Did you know that John Wesley, one of the world's most influential religious leaders, taught a doctrine known as perfectionism? He did not believe men could not sin, but their human faults, prejudices, and involuntary transgressions did not amount to sin. He apparently believed sin was attitudinal and relational. He did not believe perfection could be enjoyed by human merit, but by the transforming grace of God Almighty. Wesley's modern followers, except for a few American denominations, do not preach and probably do not believe in perfectionism. Some groups which belong to the Christian Holiness Association still promote perfectionism. One of the passages so-called Christian perfectionists use to undergird their doctrine is the following. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect. Matthew 5:48. The idea Jesus presented in this verse was based on the words of Deuteronomy 18:13. You shall be perfect with the Lord your God. Did God in Deuteronomy 18:13 or Jesus in Matthew 5:48 expect human beings to be absolutely perfect, that is, without any sin or flaw? If they did, why did Paul write, "There is none that does good, no, not one, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God"? Romans 3:12-23. The expression "come short" is present active indicative and means continually come short. Dr. Charles Williams translates verse 23 as follows. For everybody has sinned, and everybody continues to come short of the glory of God. In view of these biblical truths, how could Noah and Job be described as perfect? Genesis 6:9, Job 1:1. There is one thing for sure. Neither of these men was sinlessly perfect. And what about this verse concerning King Solomon? For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. 1 Kings 11:4. David was not sinlessly perfect, as every Bible student knows. If you need further information that perfection does not mean sinlessness, please take note of this verse. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them who are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, which comes to naught. 1 Corinthians 2:6. Does any knowledgeable Bible student believe the church at Corinth was without flaws? If the church members were sinlessly perfect, why did they need so many critical statements from an inspired apostle? The Greek New Testament uses 13 words which are translated perfect, perfectly, perfection, perfecting, and perfectness in the King James Version. Not one of these words means sinlessness. The word used in Matthew 5:48, teleos, means complete, whole, mature. In fact, the verb form of the word is translated of full age. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Hebrews 5:14. Our Lord knew and taught that all men are sinful and cannot achieve sinlessness in this world. But he held before his followers a perfect example of holiness, goodness, and compassion. In this context, Jesus gives his immediate disciples and us the standard he wants us to honor in our daily lives. The Apostle Peter quotes these words from Leviticus 11:44. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:16. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.